I'll just reiterate what I reiterated yesterday, and you've read in the press this morning.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm disappointed he's chosen to go down this route. It wasn't necessary. He's, I don't think he's been kept in the dark with this deal at all. If he's in the dark, I'm in the dark. So, he's been kept informed. I don't know exactly why he's chosen, say this moment, Paul. It's 2 minutes before the match on Saturday. I don't know why he chose that moment to resign. But resign he has. I'm disappointed. And I think we should recognise at this point, and because I know what he's done over the 15 years. I mean, he must be the Rovers' number one fan, and I hope he will remain the Rovers' number one fan.
Have things been harmonious, Terry? Have things been harmonious behind the scenes for the last few months?
Well, I mean, we have different views. John's a different person from me, and so we have different views. But, you know, we each own about a quarter of the club, the three of us. And so, you know, if you've got the majority, it's the majority rule that prevails. And more often than not in recent months, that's been, you know, the view that I and my colleagues have held, not John's view, but that's really around playing budgets and getting things right off the field. My concentration is, you know, trying to get this club into a sustainable position, Paul. It's not winning, and sometimes that affects budgets.
Mm.
But the budgets have all been agreed. John's, you know, part of it. We always have very good meetings. It's not been anything like that you chaps have been writing about. Our views are different, but they always have been, I think. You know, we're very, very different people.
Tell us about the Sequentia deal. Obviously, that was not back initially, wasn't it? What were your concerns about that first time round? John obviously was very happy with it, wanted it to go through. What was the problem as the rest of the board saw it?
Well, John did make reference to that, Paul. He made reference to the fact that the majority of the money, 90% of it, was being paid for in 3 or 5 years' time, and that the rest of the board found unacceptable. And then John brought the deal back with the money being up front. And as far as I know, you know, we were in negotiations with Sequentia. And John was kept informed, just as I was kept informed on those negotiations. And that was the information up until the day he resigned. It's still the information I have today.
I don't know where
the deal stands.
I was just going to say, so at present, how do you understand that deal to be?
I don't, to be honest with you. I know, I'm just reading now, in fact, in the Times this morning, because I'm on the train, and I'm reading that he felt that we were talking without his knowledge. Now, bear in mind...
And you're saying that's not true?
I'm saying that's not true. John has been dealing with Sequentia on his own for 6 months. And, you know, at some point we have to be involved in the deal. At that point, he says that he's kept in the dark. I don't agree.
See, I'm confused. I'm confused by that. You're saying he's been dealing with them on his own for 6 months, yet he's saying he's been cut out of the loop here and being ignored.
I know he
is. So why the difference of opinion? What's behind it all?
I don't know. And I think, Paul, that, you know, we need time to actually tell us what's happening, because it's not clear to me.
Do you think he's got a problem with you for some reason?
I don't see why. He and I were at the board meeting ten days or so ago.
Right.
And there was only him and me and the and our officers. So, you know, I thought a pretty good meeting.
Do you want the Sequentia deal to go through?
I'm prepared to accept the Sequentia deal in the terms that I thought we were discussing. Yeah.
And where would that leave you then?
Where would that leave me? Well, they would buy the club.
So would you then go?
Of course, yeah, because I wouldn't have any financial interest.
And do you want out?
I'm balanced on that. I'm balanced on that.
What does that mean? What does that mean, you're balanced on that?
It means I would go. Yeah.
So you do want out?
No, it doesn't mean that. We would take the majority view, and I would go along with the majority view, Paul.
What happens now, then, because the club doesn't have a chairman? Do you take over that mantle?
That will be resolved in due course. Like a manager for the moment. You know, it has a board and it has officers who are well capable of running the club. So there's no panic on that.
But you will have a chairman soon, will you?
Of course we will. Yeah, I mean, every company has to have a chairman, doesn't it? So when we get together, we will determine what that's going to be for. Who will step into that role. John, things need to be made clear. You know, you've got one side of the story. We didn't know that was coming. So you know, there's no need to panic on it. I don't see that at all. We've been in good financial shape, and we need to get clarity. We might get clarity from John. We might not. I don't know. I don't know whether he's going to speak or not speak anymore. Things will unfold, and as they do, we shall go forward.
John says the club lacks ambition and it's a mistake to have invested in the Rugby League club. What would your response be to that? Yes, he has. He said that.
Well, my response is I don't have to make a response to that. That's his view. He can make whatever views he wants, Paul, and I don't need to respond to those, thank you.
Doesn't sound good, this, does it, though? You've got a team that's trying to perform on the football pitch and you've got this perceived infighting at board level going on behind the scenes. It's not a great backdrop for Paul Dickov, is it?
Well, I think behind the scenes, I think we do want the club to succeed and on the pitch. I don't think there's any, you know, that's a common, I don't think they have any doubts about that whatsoever. A difference of opinion, you know, and not necessarily to be avoided, because you want, you know, all companies, you don't want a group of yes men around you. You want to be able to debate things. Now, if you own the business, well, even if you own 100% of the business, you should still have healthy debate behind. That's vital, because no one person knows everything, and you want as many viewers as you can, and that's how it should be, to resolve what's the best for the club, because it's not about individuals, it's about what's best for the club, and these are challenging times in football. But it's always challenging times in football, but it isn't challenging times in business. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not against it. You know, some disagreement on that. That's how life is, and that's how you develop the best strategy, and that's what we've been working at. So John's view has been a football fan has always been very welcome, and his position as chairman we've always encouraged, you know, as, you know, the great spokesman and knowledge person on it, and we've always sought to reassure him on that.
You've got a lot of money, Terry. We know that. Will you be putting any money in yourself in this kind of period of flux now, if I can call it that?
Well, we shall do what's required to keep the club moving forward. All it's as simple as that.
And if the Sequentia deal doesn't happen, then what?
Then we still keep going forward. Having the Sequentia deal on the horizon, which has been around for 6 months, if you like, has not stopped us developing this club. And that's where our aims and ambitions are.
And they're not
altering at all.
Okay, this rugby league deal, how important is that then, as you see it?
I think it's an ingredient in the way of taking sport in Doncaster forward and developing it, which is again part of our aims and ambitions. Do you think we can? You know, it can add to, you know, the involvement around the stadium, and can bring better quality facilities and better offers to the people of Doncaster.
I think some would think, though, that money would be best used in the playing squad.
Well, I think that's what John said, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't agree with that, though?
It's not all about, you know, you can, it's, you know, it's a small amount compared with the playing squad is. It's an even smaller amount when you look at some of the cost of the playing squads, you know, in other clubs in the division. It's not even worth thinking about in that respect. But it's small. You know, we're thinking about the development of all aspects of this club, and including the football side. Mm. And we're in constant touch with Paul Dickup on that. He knows what our ambitions are. He knew what they were when he came, and they've not changed. Not changed at all.
Is there a meeting plan now, Terry, to decide what you do following this news that happened at the weekend?
No.
No?
No. No, we shall just take it in our stride.
And I did ask you in a roundabout way earlier on about whether you would accept being chairman. Is that something you would want to do, though?
Well, I'm a fairly busy lad, as some people have alluded to, and I wouldn't want to do it, but it doesn't mean to say I wouldn't do it. It's, we shall resolve that when we get together and have a chat about it and see what the options are.